Okay, welcome back. Hour number two, and what we're going to do is open the phones in another hour, and we'll get as many of you on as we can to give us your quick views of what just happened. I only got to see the first hour of it tonight. I have several things that I want to say about that, but first let me bring on my special guest, Professor James Fetzer, who has made tonight available to share his views on all this. We've been watching the Hillary Clinton health lies, the horrible things that this woman has been involved with for many, many months. In fact, well over a year now. You there, Jim?
Yes, I am. And Preston James is with us, too.
Yeah, I'm going to introduce Preston right now. Preston is one of the most brilliant writers on the Internet. He is a columnist at Rents.com, writes for Veterans Today, always is involved with the most eclectic and truthful observations of the current political paradigm that you're going to find anywhere, with a more than a hint of some of the extremely fascinating deep research that you just don't hear about. Preston, thanks for being here tonight. Great to talk to you as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Okay. I only got to watch the first hour. Let me just tell you in a few sentences what I saw and my immediate takeaway from this. What it was. Hillary Clinton is a master performer in this arena. She's been doing the same lying, despicable, soundbite rote presentations for decades. She knows how to do it. She's a political pro. She's an ultimate insider. They had Trump's microphone overly sensitized, if you noticed, to where you could actually hear him inhale through his nose. You couldn't hear anything from her like that. I thought that was a little suspicious, but that's technology. She was absolutely full of the usual political platitudes you would expect, the leering, arrogant smirk, the cheap shots and generalization, just typical Hillary Clinton bullshit that you would expect to see, and we got to see that. Trump stood on the issues, on his platforms, on the positions that he has espoused. He had facts and data. He had reality behind him. She didn't propose anything except the same old circuitous logic, the same old thing. We need more money for education. We need that. It's total crap. It was actually a lesson in the ultimate in political speaking and hypocrisy. He stood on the issues. Period. The jobs, the economy, excellent. Her smirking, as I mentioned, was particularly repulsive to me. I don't know how you guys felt about it. We'll find out in a minute. The bottom line is, Hillary Clinton will take us to World War III. She's made that very clear. This is a dangerous world. We're looking at the potential end of the world as we know it, and people can't see that. I felt that Donald Trump and his staff made a terrible mistake in not making Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and her felonies, her corruption, and the corruption of the Democrat organization the number one and only prime issue of the evening. The character and health of Hillary Rodham Clinton is the issue of the campaign. I don't know if he brought that up in the third hour or not. The Republican National Committee, I think, must file a comprehensive lawsuit in federal court demanding full medical evaluation of this woman. We have enough digital evidence to prove that that's warranted. By avoiding direct attacks on Hillary Clinton tonight, Donald Trump gave her a pass and allowed her to get away with appearing to be a quasi-legitimate candidate and not the criminal, genocidal killer and corrupt pay-to-play politician that she is. Look, the next two debates, guys, in my view, is that he must give a simple 2-3 sentence answer to whatever the question is and then begin to attack and attack and attack her character, her past, her criminality, and for the rest of the time that he has to speak on each issue. He can't be Mr. Nice Guy anymore. He's got to treat her as the vile person that she is, not a woman. She's a person. He should never defer to that murdering bastard as a woman in any way. She must be addressed as an unindicted criminal because that's what she is. That is the issue of the campaign, the lying, the duplicity, the obfuscation of her health, and the Clinton Foundation, one of the greatest economic crimes in American political history. That should have been front and center. That's my view on it. Let's go to Preston first. Preston, your thoughts, and I don't know what happened in the last half an hour.
Well, no, I agree with you. It was more of the same in the last day. I would have had one question for her if I had been in the driver's seat with Donald, and I would have said, could you explain to us why you resigned as Secretary of State, what that was all about? If things were so good, if you're doing such a good job, why didn't you stay on, you know, for the rest of Obama's holding office?
All right, very good. Of course, absolutely. So many questions should have been asked. And when she said, oh, yes, I took time off, and everybody knows why, she's dying. And, oh, I took time off to prepare for the debate. Anything wrong with that? And more than that, I took time off to prepare for the presidency. Come on, Donald. You got to get better advice. Your staff lets you down. She is the issue. Her character is the issue. We know your platform. We know your planks. We know your programs, your positions. You were right about NAFTA to bring that up tonight. You did it perfectly. She smeared and dismissed it. You've got to attack the person. That's my view. Jim?
Well, let me make three global observations and then return to some of the specific points you've raised. Number one, it was a very even match. It was a heavyweight bout. They were exchanging blow for blow. Just because it was so even and because Hillary had such a lengthy resume and so forth, I thought already, merely by it being an even, and this is the most conservative response, that Donald came out ahead. Number two, he was loaded with all kinds of facts and very specific information from the beginning. That was very impressive. He knew the case. He knew what he was arguing, and he had the facts to substantiate. I think that's going to impress a lot of those who were watching, and I will surmise it probably did have 100 million viewers. Number three, the preliminary poll results are extraordinary. Drudge had a poll I just consulted with 20,000 voters so
right,
far.
Right.
It was 90% for Trump, 10% for Hillary.
Uh-huh.
That means 18,000 of the 20,000 thought Trump had prevailed over 2,000 for Hillary. Now, with regard to your more specific points about him having the opportunity to be more aggressive, I agree that he had opportunities that he could have hit her much harder, but he has to deal with the idea that he could come across as a bully, overly aggressive. I thought, actually, from the point of view of the question of temperament, he hit it almost exactly right.
Okay.
And I do believe, having passed the barrier, being over the threshold, and I don't think there's going to be any more doubt about it, he can hit Hillary on the Clinton Foundation, her corruption, the Middle East policy, on that very hard next time.
That's why I said in the next two debates.
Yeah.
I agree. I think he laid out his positions, his platform, his answers marvelously, even though she arrogantly dismissed them. This is she's a professional actress.
I think this was the most interesting presidential debate I've ever seen for a whole bunch of reasons. But it lived up to expectations, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I do agree. And Laura Ingraham was on saying that he had missed opportunities, and that's a point you've made too. I agree that there were, but he's going to have ample opportunity to exploit them. And I agree.
The important
issue was him showing himself to be equal to or even better than Hillary. And I think the second point I made about the detail, the facts, the numbers.
Yeah. No, the substance of his presentation.
Very impressive.
The substance of his presentation was extraordinary. She offered nothing but the same political platitudes that we've heard for all of our lives, the same crap. He had answers.
Your point about Lester Holt is very well taken. I was particularly offended when he contradicted the Donald about whether or not he'd been opposed to the Iraq war from the beginning. He explained that he'd been on the Howard Stern show and given a very casual response before he looked into it. And then he come back heavily against it after he'd looked into it. So I think this was completely abusive of Lester Holt. That was the most disappointing performance on his part. Yeah. And he was, as you observed in the beginning, constantly interrupting Trump, never interrupting Hillary.
Oh, no.
And I could hear Donald. I thought it was a bit of a sniff, but maybe it was because the way the mic was set, you could hear him breathing in.
I think that they just turned up the volume.
That was pretty odd.
Yeah. No, you couldn't hear her breathing. You could hear him sniffing. Okay, everyone's got to breathe. Look, this tonight, I think you've summed it up well. It has put Donald Trump on at least even terms with her in terms of issues. In point of fact, he's light years ahead of her in terms of issues and solutions and answers. He talked about the most crucial things facing this country. All she did was, hey, the question I would have asked, Hillary, where did the jobs go and why did they go? Who's in the White House the last 8 years? The Democrats or the Republicans? Who made the jobs go? What did you and Bill do? It just goes on. Anyway,
Let me mention three unexploited opportunities there. One was about the jobs. It wasn't just NAFTA. And Hillary started talking about the 2008 bubble. Bill also weakened regulations on Wall Street that led to that enormous derivatives bubble and collapse.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He was directly responsible there.
Yeah,
The other two will come after me.
That's okay. Preston.
There's so much going on tonight. I love it.
Yeah. Preston, on balance, as far as hard answers and solutions to the problems that are destroying this country, it was not a horse race. He left her in the starting gate.
I agree. I mean, Trump handled himself. I think many of us out there wanted to see him go for a kill. You know, I would have liked to see her take a swan dive face first into the audience and expire on the spot, you know, from whatever is wrong.
I agree with you.
But, you know, she's the most hated woman in America and probably in the world for what she did in the Middle East and Libya and whatever. But she's a mass murderer. But she's the chosen one, the Rothschild's choice, and she's supremely arrogant. She has a, you know, million-dollar clothing budget, hardly ever wears the same thing twice except when she has a double, and travels all around the world on brand-new jets.
Yeah.
Supremely luxurious life. She's... You know, she's as cocky as you can be, and she really, she has an arrogant, supreme attitude. I think it's disgusting, and I think a lot of people pick it up. You know, there's a lot of women out there, and I've talked to some middle-class women that want her in there just because she has a vagina. That's it. You know, they want, you know, I hear the phrase, well, you men had...
I know. Hey, listen.
It's our turn, you know, and all
not,
that.
Not you nor I nor Jim would have any problem if we had a good woman. I don't care who it is, female. We want the quality person to represent our future and our country. This is not it. This woman represents the worst in American political history. She is an unindicted felon. How much more open does it get? I think Trump has established himself as presidential as he wants to be or needs to be. I think you're right, Jim, about what you said. But I say the next two have to be Hillary Clinton is the issue. It's a crisis of character. Remember the book title? It's a crisis of, we're facing a crisis of character here. And that has to be the issue. He's got to drive that home. This has to be something where he looks like he's not afraid of her. I'm not saying he was afraid of her or he looked afraid of her. He's got to go after the Clinton Foundation. He's got to.
But
there's
another factor here. Nobody wants to talk about it. The Clintons are all career CIA. Their case manager was George Bush, who was responsible for running the Kennedy assassination. That's why he gained power. You know, and so basically what you have is the CIA controls all the major media under Operation Mockingbird. They bragged about it many times.
Yep.
And so you have the whole media tilted against Donald Trump. And, you know, he's taken on the whole establishment. The Republican establishment and the Democratic establishment do not want him in there. And the deck is stacked against him. But Hillary she does not handle herself well. Her eyes look crazy. I think they got her laying on a bed. I think they drug her and they do psychic.
She was drugged up. Oh man, they had her.
To me, like a parrot. Look, and I've worked with people that were extremely mind-controlled, implanted, you name it. I work with them. I've been around them. Mm-hmm. I know what they're like. And she reminds me of a person that's been psychic-drived, you know, during the night. All that crap was pounded into her head while she's sleeping or something. This is not normal behavior. And she is this smirky, this Cheshire Cat smile on her face.
Yeah. You just want to go up and you want to give her a knuckle sandwich.
Well, she should be in jail.
I did a close-up, and she had the moles on her lip. That was Hillary
Clinton. Oh, no, that was Hillary. That was not the double.
And I was impressed that she was able to endure the hour and a half physically.
Drugs, Jim. They gave her amphetamines of some kind. She was too pumped. We've seen that woman barely able to talk, for God's sakes.
Well, I'm just saying, from a general point of view, you know, it seemed to me she looked good. I thought her outfit looked good on her for Hillary.
Yeah.
And nevertheless, I would, you know, reiterate those three general observations I made. I think that no one is going to question whether the Donald is equal to Hillary. I think they're going to have to concede that, yes, actually, he could do the job. We now see it after tonight. And I think those who may have been holding back will now be more inclined to vote for Donald.
I think that's the biggest single victory for Donald Trump tonight, is that he held his own and then some with the most vicious career political fraud in American history. And he came across very well. I just think that from now on, her character, her criminality, and Bill's must be front and center for the remainder of the campaign. She is the issue.
Jeff, I have no doubt about it, and I'll tell you, you know, this is a change campaign. More than 70% of the country thinks the nation's on the wrong course. And Donald has to emphasize every time that if you vote for Hillary, there will be no change. Everything will remain the same. This is the third Obama administration term. That's what she's fighting for. She's stuck with
it, and
you got a hanger on it.
I didn't hear the third hour. Did he bring up radical Islam? Did he bring up more Muslim terror in this country? Did he bring up Obama's agenda and that she wants to bump it up by 750% or more in terms of the numbers of illegal, unvetted Muslims into this country?
Jeff, not what you and I and Preston would all agree would be, you know, driving points. I mean, you know, this is the wooden stake into the heart. He can do that next time. I think what he had to do was not come across overly aggressive, not come across as a macho guy beating up on a woman. And he managed to make his points without conveying that impression.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. Okay. What do you... All right, you said Laura Ingraham mentioned that...
Yeah, I like her a lot.
I do. I think she's great. Yeah.
About 9/11, years and years ago, and we got along so famously that when they put it up, they cut off the last half hour because we were so much in agreement. But I think she's terrific, and she was saying she did feel that that Donald had left some unexploited opportunities, and we all agree with that. But I still think that overall, and this was her impression too, that he had prevailed. And I think when you combine the 3 points I was making, I mean, use a drudge, 20,000 votes and 18,000 thought that Donald had won it. I mean, that's really stunning.
Well, the Democrats will say it's a rigged count, but that's they're the pros at it,
so they
can throw that around.
You want to hear something outrageous? It was not Panetta, it was Podesta. Was on MSNBC, and they were already floating the rumor that the Donald was going to skip the next two debates because he'd been so badly beaten up. I mean, this is just
what?
Total propaganda.
Oh, man.
Total
See, that's CIA. It. Well, that's total it. Repeat the lie often enough, and it'll get some traction and some people.
Total psyop. Unbelievable that they would say such a stupid thing, but there it was.
Wow.
MSNBC has turned out to be totally corrupt. I cannot believe the depths of degradation to which they have sunk. It's ridiculous.
Well, they all are. Even Fox. Fox is, you know, each of them have an assigned role. Fox has the straight role, you know, trying to pretend like they like Donald Trump. But they're all basically controlled out of Langley, and, you know, it comes through that one investment house in Switzerland.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, the deck has been stacked against him. I think he has a very brilliant strategy. I think his advisors are telling him, your job is to get through the first one, look presidential, don't be rattled. She's going to try to get you upset. You know, just stay on the mainstream. Don't jump off to the side.
He did.
He did. He did. The part you missed was just as good as the first part. I thought his opening with all those numbers and so forth, that was most impressive. He made a tremendous opening presentation.
Well, she really, if you honestly look at it, she had nothing to offer by way of solutions. All she did was talk about the problems and that we must solve them. We must work together. It was all just sickening. Same crap.
There was no
ways content. In which I think Donald could build a stronger case. I mean, of course, I think his exception to the Iran deal, you know, may be politically beneficial, but I think it's wrong. Our own intel agencies in 2007 concluded Iran was not pursuing nuclear weapons, which they reaffirmed in 2011. Even the Mossad concluded that Iran was not pursuing weapons, nuclear weapons, in 2012, 3 months before Bibi went to the UN and asserted the opposite. And the sanctions were violations of Article 33 of the Geneva Convention of 1949, which preclude punishing anyone for a crime they did not personally commit. These are forms of collective punishment that technically, under the Geneva Conventions, qualify as war crimes. I wrote to 97 senators, Jeff, about these very points I just made, and I got one perfunctory response that was an automatic email just saying how much they appreciated hearing from me.
Huh. Wow.
One.
Well, all right. Donald Trump, substance, you got to give him an A. Clinton, substance, a B minus. I don't know how you see it, but that's what I saw on the first day.
I give her an F. There was no substance. It was just political jargon.
Well, I'm talking about the impact that I think she tried to spin toward the vulnerable who were watching, and I think she didn't do that well. On balance and in a totally strictly academic environment, I'd give her an F too. There were no substantive answers for anything.
No.
They were all just bullshit platitudes.
Yep.
As political performances.
I
would give her a B plus and Donald an A minus. But he was clearly equal to or better, which is the crucial.
Yeah, that's all we need.
He had to
tread water and come across as a equal or slightly better, and he wins. So,
but the best part of it, Jeff, the best part of it,
his issues, and even Lester Holt, he didn't let Lester take advantage of him. I thought it was very good when he talked over Lester when he was trying to rein him in improperly.
I agree.
I'm going to say the best part of the whole thing was watching Donald's gestures. Yeah, he didn't get a chance to say all the things he wanted to, but he communicated a heck of a lot just with his facial gestures.
I agree. Amazing. Did he actually shake her hand at the end of the debate here?
Yeah.
Jeez.
At the beginning and at the end. Yeah, they do that.
Well, he's a gentleman, and you can't take that away from him.
You can't not do it, Jeff.
No, I know.
How you feel.
I wouldn't say not do it. I mean, I'm just...
From the point of view of formality.
Yeah. Well, when you don't do it, you lose. But I'd say he did it in such a gentlemanly way. The guy just, you know, he inherently defers to women. That's who he is. He's a chivalrous gentleman.
And he's promoted women to positions in his company.
Loaded with women.
He's been very good across the board. They have to go out of their way to build a case against Donald. And his responses were time and time again just perfect, exactly spot on.
Talking about how
he'd been sued for discrimination. Well, it was a class action thing against a whole bunch of companies.
I know.
It's
all twisted. All lies. We'll come back in a minute with Preston and James. Hold on. Don't go away. Donald Trump, substance, answers, hard facts, demonstrating a real control of how to financially reconstitute this country, just blew her away. She had no real response to it. except political platitudes, the same old crap. I think he also did something extraordinary tonight, which people have, I hope they picked this up. He attacked the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, that was good.
That was stunning.
That was absolutely good. And the point is, he did show how his business acumen would make a difference here. I thought that was excellent and very powerful.
Donald Trump's business experience that Clinton, her business experience is ripping people off of the Clinton Foundation. This goes all the way back to Little Rock. They're just the worst. But she could not, I mean, how she tried to put him down, it doesn't work. The man is what he is. He's a successful, great businessman who has taken a small loan from his father and turned it into a mega-billion-dollar empire. That is something this country is dying to have at the helm. He's right. Where have the jobs gone? That's what he kept saying. Where have the jobs? The jobs are going. They've got to be stopped. They can't continue to go. We have to make it. He could have phrased it a little more, I think, effectively, but they've got to make the tax system such that companies want to come home.
Here was another valuable aspect of this exchange. She brought out at least a dozen of the standard Democratic talking points in attacking Trump.
Yep.
And he rebutted virtually every one of them and hit it out of the park. I mean, it was a very nice debunking job for some of the rubbish that is just taken for granted by MSNBC and other Democrat shills and cycle fans.
And if he had not been, and again, I only saw most of the first hour, but he was very aggressive at speaking over her and forcing her to submit to his truth, which I thought was very powerful.
You have to watch the thing about speaking over her, depending on how you mean that, because he did, you know, intermittently interrupt us with short interjections. You know, that's wrong.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. I thought it showed strength that he was not about to sit there and be Mr. Polite and take it. The truth had to prevail, and he made sure people knew that. Go ahead, Preston.
Well, I was going to say that there's a lot of things that are going to come down the road a ways. You know, there's all these intelligence agencies all over the world that have movies of Hillary and Yuma that are going to probably be released right before the election. I think Donald Trump has been told to expect anything like that because
it's time.
Know,
Yeah, yeah, it's
the,
time.
You know, the hacks that were released, of course, were from within our own intelligence agency. It wasn't the Russians. The Russians, if the stuff they have, most likely they would use if she's going to win, because then they could control her. But if, you know, the most likely source of all that is within some deep black agency that's gone rogue, and you know, in the White House, I talked to a guy in Naval Intelligence who knew the whole system in the White House. He told me every single room was wired up for sound.
Oh, sure.
Infrared, everything. Bathrooms, the whole nine yards, and not just one camera, but duplicitous. He said there were two systems. That time they were big hard drives. One was Naval Intelligence. It went directly to Naval Intelligence. Every single thing that happened in the White House and underneath in the underground.
The Navy is involved with everything. God.
Yeah, the other one went to the Secret Service. So, you know, they had everything on Monica Lewinsky. They know everything going. But that information is out there. And you can bet that because of Benghazi, Hillary's got some serious enemies. And there are people that are going to make sure that she is completely exposed for what she's done. They're not going to let it go.
All right, well, this is the point I made earlier. She and her character and Bill are the issue. That's the primary pivotal issue of this campaign. The lack of crisis of character, whatever you want to call it, she is not fit. Now, they had her pumped up with everything modern medical science and technology can do tonight to give her energy, to get whatever. And I did see her eyes were not quite right, I could tell. I was looking with a magnifying glass. They weren't quite as blatant because she wasn't bug-eyed, but they were not moving in sync much of the time.
Let me run this by you guys.
Yeah.
This is from someone who follows my work well. He says, Jim, I think Hillary was being fed answers by some mechanism. Her answers and commentary were a little too good for a normal person just using their own mind and vocabulary.
I agree.
When I start Yeah, when I started looking at her with that in mind, I think the pacing of her answers was as if she was hearing something and repeating it as if it were her words. And we'd been suspicious of this since the commander-in-chief, when she had an ear radio and was indeed being told. But I thought then it was more obvious. If they were doing it this time, it's a more sophisticated technique.
Well, they can put a cochlear implant, you know, a radio receiver. They've got microcircuits now the size of a pinhead. They could put stuff in there and they can, you know, they can have her chipped up. They've been in her brain doing brain surgery before. They could have put, you know, various specialized chips into the auditory cortex. I mean, this is, you know, this technology is 30 years old. We don't even know how far it's come.
Well, I just wanted to kick it in because we'd been suspicious that they were going to do that here. And if they were doing it, it was much more subtle than before. So
I think somebody was feeding her information the whole time. And whether she had some earpiece inside her ear canal that was, you know, an eighth of an inch thick or something, somehow someone was communicating with her. It was just too sing-songy.
I agree. Oh, you know, and you know what gave it away? A couple times she stammered. And I think she was listening and processing information while trying to speak. And that's a kind of a giveaway. Okay. Now, I think we're all sort of in agreement here that he did extremely well tonight on solid issues and answers. No question. What he might not have done as well at is putting her in her place for being arrogant and saying nothing. He kept saying, he did say sound bites. These are just sound bites. That's true. That's what they were.
But Jeff, I reiterate, if he'd gone after her too aggressively, it would have backfired. I guarantee.
Well, I agree.
He had to do this as the opening act.
Why I said the next two debates. So I'm with you. I agree. It's still hard to watch, though, knowing as much as we know.
But, you know, she's the most hated woman in America, except you know, it is interesting to me that the people I know that love Hillary don't like the idea of personal responsibility or the idea of sinfulness, doing something wrong, you know, the idea, you know, they like the anything goes type stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And it is kind of, I think they're drawn to her because there's, you know, how can they possibly have any other behavior or character judged with someone like her? You know, when you have the dirtiest person possible, President of the United States, everybody feels comfortable. Do whatever you want.
Isn't
that
the truth? Yeah.
There's something to that.
The same source who wrote me the earlier mail sent a follow-up. He says, forgot to mention, another indication of her being fed answers from offstage is the fact that all her responses were stated in long, multi-part ideas that hung together perfectly, too perfectly, with perfect sentence structure. Who does that in a real debate?
I agree, and that's a very good point. Whoever wrote to you, a good observation. It was too.
He's a very smart guy.
No, the texture of it was too smooth. It just there were no real bumps or aberrations that a normal human being would transmit. Trump on the basis of that alone gets an A. He was up against. This is a machine. He's up against. A biochemical, pharmaceutical, electromagnetic, electrical machine. God knows what she was getting fed. Who knows?
Well, there's another factor here, and that I think he's got really good advisors, just like his good security team. And I think they've told him, listen, she's not out of the woods yet. Get through this thing. Don't make any waves. Just stay the course. And her personal health situation is going to catch up with her. You got to remember, she's had a number of fugue states where she's gone off unexpectedly. I don't think this is the end of it. I think it's going to be a downhill course from here, and she may not even get to the second debate for all we know.
We will find out soon enough. But her answer, well, yes, I've taken time off. I was preparing for the debate. Is there something wrong with that? But more than that, I was preparing for the presidency. That's not something that just flies off the top of your head. That's all rehearsed, all practiced, and that's just part of the game. Now, if you look at the homepage, all of you out there at Rents, look at the two top political art pieces I have. The top one shows Dr. Frankenstein with his laser pointer showing the severely ailing Hillary where to walk. You can look at the video. He uses a pointer to show her on the floor where to walk, and if there's a doorway ahead, he lights up the doorway with the laser. I've got the picture. Look at it. This is all true. The woman is told where to go and given guidance, literally, figuratively. She's given guidance. Second, the second political art piece shows her leg on the ground, dead weight, on 9/11. Now, 9/11 was, this is the 26th, right? It isn't long ago. We're talking about 15 days ago. And the woman was out cold, being dragged like a slab of beef into the van. Anyway, I just think you're right, Preston. This is not over.
Well, there's one more thing, Jeff, and that is the banksters love puppets. They love political puppets that do everything they say. She is the ultimate puppet. They've created a complete mechanical puppet that will do everything they say. This is their final dream.
Yep, I agree. I completely agree. If you folks out there listening would like to call in, you're welcome. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it tonight. 877-342-6673. Well, we'll look for your calls at the top of the hour. You can start calling in now if you'd like. 877-342-6673. So, as I said in the very beginning, the next two debates, I feel, and I think he did what he needed to do tonight. I agree. I don't think he got hold of every opportunity that floated past him, but he did a damn good job against what Preston describes as a basically a machine, the perfect woman to do, or the perfect candidate to do whatever she's told to do. Those sentences that she was spewing were too fluid. There was no aberration in them. They were all pat. They were just, she's a pro, but I think you're right, Preston. She was being, in an auditory sense, fed. Had to be. We know she had an earpiece at the town hall. We know that. She may have had it tonight. No one's asking.
Let me read some headlines that before the debate. These were off.
What's the latest on the Drudge? What's the latest on the Drudge percentages? Do you see that? I can't find it.
Well, I mean, the last, just before I came on, they had 20,000 votes, and it was 90% for Trump and 10% for Hillary, actually. Right. I'm rounding up because it was slightly less
than
10%.
Yeah.
But let me, I'll go back to that during the break. But look, here's some. Fox News poll, Trump tops Clinton in battlegrounds, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio. In other words, Trump has been steadily coming up. Hillary's been dropping, and this will be reinforced now by the debate tonight. Second headline, Fox News poll, many voters want new leadership but still uneasy about Trump. After tonight, I think they're going to be very reassured. I think his percentage over Hillary is going to increase. Third, Fox News poll Clinton and Trump in 1-point race among likely voters. That's going to swing in his favor, I'm convinced. Fox News poll voters say U.S. less safe than before 9/11. Iran deal hurt security. Well, while I may disagree with the fact of the matter, that's politically what most people believe. And therefore, I believe his position about Iran goes down well with the voters. Then the last story, voters think Clinton and Trump will do anything to win. Well, you know, I think it's absolutely true of Hillary. I less believe it of Trump, but I'll tell you, my wife would say precisely the opposite.
That's funny. That's funny. All right. What do you think about Lester Holt's performance?
I wish I could give him high marks, but I think he blew it in several different ways, that his bias for Hillary came out, that he'd been affected by their beating on him, to be a fact checker with Trump, which is not his role.
Right.
And his assertion about it, you know, being a fact, he was wrong in two different cases at least, one about whether or not the Donald had been opposed to the war from the beginning, where I thought he did an excellent job of dispatching the casual remark on the Howard Stern show, which wasn't his serious thoughts about it.
Uh-huh.
And the other the fact of, God, what was the other one where he said it was a fact? Oh, about the birth certificate issue. Actually, I think that the Donald had a whole lot more he could have said about it, but it would have resurrected the whole issue. And, of course, even you and I have a difference about this, Jeff, given I haven't yet seen that film you want me to see.
Oh.
But based on my own research, you know, I turned up with a Kenyan birth certificate of Obama where he's got his footprint on it.
Right. So wait and see. We'll see. I don't know if it's the same foot. There's a footprint on it. Look, and that the Hawaii birth certificate was seven different layers in the Adobe mode. Come on.
Yeah, but look, all that means nothing. We need DNA samples on Hillary.
Absolutely.
Is this Webb Hubble's kid or, who's Clinton's real father? We need DNA on all these people.
Donald held back. I think this must have been what he held back. Bill Clinton and Chelsea were both in the audience, and he said, there's something that you've been very nasty to me, and there's something I could say to you. I'm not going to say it. But I'll bet it was the who sired Chelsea. I'll bet anything that was it.
Oh, he said that to her tonight?
What he said to her he implied to me, you run all these commercials that are full of falsehoods, and he said, and you spent $200 million on it, and they haven't affected my standing with my supporters. But there's something I could say that is very nasty about you, but because your husband and your daughter are here in the audience, I'm not going to say it.
Well, interesting. Well, I might have been referring to Huma and lesbianism, too.
I think he was talking about Webb Hubble, if you wanted to know my opinion.
Well, I do. You may well be right.
I kick it in. But I'm telling you, that was a shot across the bow because he's got so much on Hillary that has never been used.
Yeah, well, I think it's time to do that. Your thoughts on Vladimir Putin and letting out through a third party, untraceably, the 33,000 missing emails?
Well, he didn't do nearly enough in exploiting the email issue, which I expect him to do next time, but he did a nice job of defanging her claim that Russia was doing this. Russia was doing that. Russia got in the DNC. He very deftly defanged that. He said, no one knows. He said it could have been China. It could have been Iran. It could have been a 400-pound guy sitting in his bed. He said, you just don't know. It was very effective.
Good.
It made her look as though she'd really gone over the line, which, of course, she had.
Good.
Yeah, that was his best point in the whole debate right there.
Very good. Well, I missed that. I only saw almost the first hour, not the full first hour.
What was that, Preston?
Well, I just said the way he handled that email, Russian hacking thing, the claim that she had made, that was very presidential. He really looked good there.
Here's some people listening to us, sent us, you and me, this following. He says, all of you missed the fact she was smooth because she knew the questions in advance, period.
Oh, good point. There you go. Sure,
that
why not?
They'll be. Those people are so dirty and hacking into Mr. Holt's files would have been a piece.
Well, there's only three of us here. We can't cover every aspect, but that's that's a big one. And
that's
and
an
it's
obvious.
Probably
it?
True. Probably true. We're
look,
just
it's
here
real
to.
Simple.
To,
yeah. If you're a whistleblower, you have the full weight of the government coming against you. If you're the chosen one, the satanic choice for president, you got the full weight of the government behind you. And that's why she's so cocky. The only thing is, because of Benghazi, there's some intel enemies that are able to just wreak tremendous damage. And she's got all these medical problems, and they don't seem to be going away. And I don't think they're the kind of medical problems that she's going to get better from.
No, what you saw tonight was probably a marvel of modern pharmacology.
Modern pharmacology.
Well, I agree. Yeah. You can bet she had about three infusion pumps and probably has a shut into her brain to get the pressure up, and they're probably pumping modafinil and steroids.
Look, this is not an exaggeration. It's not a joke. The woman was pumped up, literally, and I'm not being figurative here. Literally, she was pumped up with chemicals.
Yeah,
so,
she was pumped up. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, look at how she was on the plane. And that wearing that blue outfit where she was talking like she was drugged and just could barely talk, had trouble stringing some cogent sentences together, and here she is tonight.
Did you see the photo of her coming out of the Chelsea apartment building in a heavy coat on a breezy
day? Yes, I did.
And it was bulky, and it was clear she had all kinds of stuff, equipment, medical devices underneath her coat, and she was going to see Bibi. And I say the reason he didn't come to see her is he would have seen it was an intensive care unit, and they preferred that he not be aware of that. I think he already knows. Israel has maybe the best intel service.
Well, then Mossad, nothing gets past the Mossad. All that stuff has to be bought from somebody. There has to be money change hands.
Right.
So, yeah. Yes, she's clearly, as her girth when she came down, that picture today was considerably larger. Yeah, I've seen that. And
she looks surprisingly trim, all things considered, for Hillary here on the stage.
And well, she's you know what happens when you die? You lose weight. So
yeah, but think about the miracles of elastic too. She had probably a real heavy duty elastic girdle on the pulled.
Well, that too, and they Botoxed her neck. She, if you remember 6-8 months ago when she would smile, the under her cheekbones to the right of her and left of her mouth are these enormously deep fissures, caverns, and those are gone now. That's Botox. I'm looking now at her smiling, and I see a lot of it. Her face changes a lot. This was not the double. This was her.
No, it was her. Yeah, it was definitely her. There's no doubt about that.
All right.
Yeah, but collagen injections can do a lot, and they're very fast, you know.
They're instant.
Yeah.
They can shape the face right now. Yeah, and no problem. So
it was a crucial issue for them because, with 100 million viewers, and I'm going to verify the number tonight, but it's got to be staggering. They had to make the right first impression, as it were, in terms of the debate sequence.
Right. Absolutely.
How many watched?
Okay, now we're about to take a break here, and your calls are welcome if you'd like to call in. And again, we don't pretend to cover all instances and all the facets of the debate, but we're just weighing in with our immediate feelings and observations. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And Preston and Jim and I will be here to take your calls in just a few minutes as we continue. Anything more on the Drudge numbers?
I'll check them now, Jeff.
Okay, very good. All right, that's debate number one. I think Donald did what he needed to do. He acted presidential. He had a hell of a lot of facts and hard data behind his responses, where Clinton, the same old Democratic rap. And the question is, why hasn't it happened in the last 20, 30 years? Where have you been? What have you been doing? She needs to be the issue for the remainder. Next debate coming up October the 9th, Sunday night.
This is odd, Jeff, because the total number of votes cast has dropped. Now it's about 13,000. It's showing Donald with 81.46% and Clinton with 18.54%. Now it's about 80-20, roughly speaking, but I don't get the number dropping because it was 20,000 when I looked before.
Okay, hang on a minute. We'll come right back with your calls. 844-769-2944.